Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Hi, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, April 4th, 2015. And this is a timely show between the full moon this morning and Easter tomorrow. Today, it's my great pleasure to be interviewing Jana Shiloh, who is one of the leading homeopathic teachers and practitioners in America. And having raised my four children with homeopathy many years ago, I had a homeopathic medical doctor, Dr. Mazaman Panos, who was the former president of the National Center of Homeopathy in Washington, D.C. So I've always had a strong testimonial for homeopathy and have followed the emerging quantum science that now validates the scientific principles behind the subtle but powerful benefits of homeopathic remedies. And we're going to be discussing this today. So thank you, Jana, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
I'm looking forward to this. I've been reading your fascinating book on how to create your own homeopathic remedies, and I can see it's going to be as important for me as Dr. Panos's book, you know, Homeopathy in the Home, that I raised my children with. So to give a little background, could you begin with an explanation of homeopathy, what it is and how it works?
Well, I'll do my best. There's a lot of research trying to determine exactly how it works. The idea in homeopathy is that there's only one true way to heal someone, and that is by stimulating their own body, mind, spirit, we call it the vital force, into healing itself. So you can take drugs and put Band-Aids over things, but to get true healing from the body is probably the most powerful idea and method for healing our body, mind, spirit. So the idea in homeopathy is that the way we stimulate the vital force in an individual is to look at the pattern of symptoms that they have, the way their body, mind, spirit is expressing the imbalance. And then we find a substance that's been known to actually create that pattern of imbalance in a healthy person.
Hmm.
In doing that, we capture the frequency, and we'll talk soon about how we do that, but we capture the frequency of that substance, and we reflect it back. We give it to the person, and it's like a mirror reflecting back to the vital force what the imbalance is. And in the vital force responding to the substance, it also responds to the particular pattern of symptoms the person has. So, for example, if somebody came to see me and they had a very blistery, itchy eruption that was better when they put their hand, for example, under hot water, the itchiness actually got better, I would consider giving them a frequency from poison ivy. So it wouldn't be the exact substance, but it would be the frequency of the poison ivy, and that would remind their vital force that there was something going on that it needed to tend to.
Interesting. So it's like, they call it like attracts like, or there's a resonance there, almost like, this is a crude example, but the expression vaccination.
They got the idea of vaccination from homeopathy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they messed it up.
They really messed it up. They were, and that's really a good example of the difference between when homeopathy was really big in the United States and all of the most advanced doctors, even the ones treating the John D. Rockefeller to keep him alive and spry. He was in his 90s, was a homeopath as well as a naturopath, but he had a homeopath because it was more attuned to the very specific, highly unique, everyone's biologically, bioenergetically unique, But this was back before they understood quantum energy, and everything was the chemistry of disease. Very science at that point really didn't understand the quantum field and how everything is energy. I mean, it was just, you know, it was at a primitive stage. So, but homeopathy worked, and it worked so well that the best doctors, the doctors in the most demand were homeopathic doctors, and most people don't know that history.
Right, right. We had 20 homeopathic medical schools in the United States and 100 homeopathic hospitals. People in New York will recognize the name Flower Fifth Avenue, and which is a big hospital. And in Philadelphia, there's the Hahnemann Hospital, which was named after the man who developed homeopathy. Unfortunately, yeah. They don't use homeopathy there anymore.
And it was interesting how the economics and the politics of drugs for whatever ails you, the miracle, so to speak, quote, miracle of modern medicine, eclipsed homeopathy. And it's coming back. And when I say I believe it's coming back because there's just a new understanding of quantum medicine, quantum energy, energy healing, you know, energy. Even though it's not, so to speak, politically correct, when the community standard medicine is still drugs for whatever ails you, I think
right.
there's definitely a revival going on.
Well, it certainly, you know, has been happening since probably 1980. I actually had an experience in 1981 where I was in a crisis, and I had left a community I'd been living in, which was actually a spiritual community. And I left the community for a few different reasons at that point. But I had some problems, and including a bad back, and I was emotionally pretty much of a basket case at that point. And I went to see a man who was a chiropractor, I thought just to fix my back. But he was in the first class with George Vithulkas, first class of doctors, to bring in the revival of classical homeopathy. And he spoke to me for a while and wanted to know how I was feeling and what was going on emotionally. And we talked for about an hour and a half. And at the end of that, he said, I have something I think will help you. And I couldn't even imagine what he was talking about. He went in the back room, came back with a few little white pills, which is what we, the carrier for the remedies, and popped them in my mouth and said, come back in 2 weeks. And I had no idea. I mean, I was not set up to believe what he had done for me. You know, it was... By the time I came back, I was calm, I was relaxed, I was seeing life in a different perspective, and my whole life changed. And that's when I knew I had to learn about it.
Yeah, I kind of learned through my children, you know, working with Dr. Panos with different remedies for homeopathic home kit for children. And they respond, you know, very quickly because their vital force is strong.
Right.
And it was just quite a learning curve, and with her lecturing in the area and me learning about, you know, the story of course, her husband was a famous homeopath, worked himself to death. Her father was a famous homeopath, pretty much worked himself to death. And she goes back to medical school, becomes an MD to become a homeopath and carry on.
Mm-hmm.
She had quite an illustrious career.
Yeah, in fact, I still love her book. I told you that's one of my favorite sort of home care books that I recommend to people, homeopathic medicine at home.
At home, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've had quite a journey. That was very serendipitous synchronicity you had discovering it like that with Vithulkas, who is quite a legend in his own right with homeopathy. And you've had experiences with the HeartMath Institute, and they've been very supportive of your work. What was your experience with them?
Well, classical homeopathy, that's something that I do. That's looking at the whole person, physical, mental, emotional. And I've been doing it for 34 years. About 4 years ago, another idea came to me, And it's based, I've written about it in the book Heart Fusion, The Magic of Imprinting Water. Started really back with Dr. Emoto. I think probably a lot of your listeners may be familiar with his work with water crystals.
And well, the Japanese researcher, Dr. Masaru Emoto.
Yes,
yeah. He just
Emoto.
Recently.
He did. He did. I was fortunate to have spent some time with him before he did pass. But he was the one who demonstrated by looking at water crystals that thought and emotion could imprint water. And that was a very, very amazing thing. Prayer, you know, you could take some polluted water and have someone pray over it or put good vibes into it. And the water crystals would emerge. They would change and they would be beautiful. And if any of your listeners are not familiar with him, if they put in Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, into their computers and cross it with water, they'll see the beautiful patterns that different thoughts evoked in the water.
Wow. So it actually, the intention that you put into the water, if it's love or joy or, you know, positive energy, it'll actually transform when they freeze the water and it crystallizes, it'll mm-hmm. actually create an entirely different, beautiful forms versus chaotic forms with water that's polluted or unstructured, so to speak.
Right. Or if someone is feeling angry,
mm-hmm.
it will imprint the water with a very chaotic form,
jagged,
not a crystal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heavy metal music does not do well to
yeah.
water.
Well, there was that book. There was that book, The Secret Life of Plants, where he got into that also, where they actually wired plants up with electroencephalographs, and they did the rock music, and the plants would wither and die after a while listening to it, but they put on the classical music, and they would thrive.
Exactly, and of course, plants and humans are composed mainly of water.
Yeah. And this is something that I think the validation of homeopathy has come a lot through. The quantum science that now knows that the tetrahedral structure of the water molecule will actually hold frequency. And it'll hold it, and of course, then when you freeze it, you know, different frequencies. Dr. Emoto, he proved that it actually changes the properties of the water, and of course mm-hmm. the body being mostly water and us being emotional creatures, you know, that mm-hmm. The energy in motion, the energy in motion mm-hmm. that we create in our bodies structures the water molecules and at the core level of our being to carry mm-hmm. frequencies into the DNA and into the cells. I mean, it's just
exactly.
so amazing.
It's so amazing. You know, there's a beautiful movie that people can watch online. I know you put one on that was really good on homeopathy.
Uh-huh.
And there's another one called Water, the Great Mystery. It's free. You can find it online.
Water, the Great Mystery.
Yeah. And they actually... one of the things that he talks about was that there were a group of scientists who gathered to talk about biowarfare and all the terrible things they wanted to create. And they had all gathered after lunch. They all had lunch in different places. They had a pitcher of water on the table. And it was the only thing that they all shared. And during their talk, they were all drinking this water, they became violently ill.
Really?
Because their thought forms were so negative that it programmed the water. So you don't want to be drinking water at a table where people get into an argument or...
angry.
You know, there's a lot of, anger. There's a lot of conflicted energies happening.
Well, that's, of course, why the original reason why people would sit down and they would pray over the food. Now,
yes.
Now I think they should put their hands over the water, too. Mm-hmm. They charge it at the beginning of the meal.
But absolutely. Yeah. And you know, and just really thank the water in your mind. Sometimes I catch myself, I'm in the middle of drinking water, and I think, oh, I didn't do it. And I say, thank you, water.
The attitude of gratitude goes a long way with water, yeah.
Yeah.
The water of life. Well, yeah, I've been, you know, as I kind of dipping into different parts of your book, there's just a lot of, to me, it's really, I call it practical spirituality. There's anecdotes and references and, of different people in terms of different remedies that you've worked with, that you've developed. And to me, the really profound practicality aspect of your book is how, you know, how to create remedies, you know, the whole thing of homeopathic remedies, the understanding mm-hmm. of them, how to create them. And it's not that far-fetched from, you know, just praying for your water. There's intention involved. And
right.
you have very simple, but there's, I mean, there's disciplines involved, you know, to do it right. And the book goes into that in greater detail. And I'm just, to me, that is such a, the value of your book is, I wouldn't say, you know, it's the do-it-yourself self-guide, but it's enough guidelines where people can, for their pets or themselves or their loved ones, work with these remedies and kind of tune into the whole body-mind-spirit connection.
Right.
And the beauty of it, I think, with homeopathy is that you really tune into in any the relationships, family relationships are the most important ones, and you have a way to do that, whether or even with your pet. Of course, pets mm-hmm. are like family with a lot of people, and that understanding of how to tune into a pattern of symptoms and correlate, you know, the law of correspondence of similars, that to you know, a practical remedy that works. You've got a lot of really good examples that kind of make that self-evident, that process, in your book. And to me, it's really refreshing to have someone that's selfless enough that they're not just you know, selling their product, and everything that they're promoting is around selling their product, you know, or products. But you provide a process that is really. It's an enlightenment process because, you know, whether it's dealing with a pattern of symptoms or, you know, in yourself or like a pet or someone in your family, you're really kind of tuning into, you know, what's going on, you know, the cause behind the cause of the physical
mm-hmm.
symptoms. And
right.
I think that's priceless in itself. And you've got a lot of really neat stories. I love your story about. And could you tell us a little bit of the story about the white buffalo and the white buffalo remedy?
Okay, well, that's in addition to Emoto. The white buffalo kind of preceded this. I really learned about being able to imprint water with different things and. The white buffalo is a fulfillment of a Lakota prophecy, and the idea, there's this whole story that people can look up about it, but the basic idea was that when there came a time of chaos and darkness on the planet, the white buffalo would come as a sign to show that there's still hope, really. And so in Flagstaff, which is just about 45 minutes away from me, some people moved in with a white buffalo, pregnant white buffalo. And I went up there because I thought it would have to be carrying a very special energy. And I wanted to make a remedy initially from the milk. But They said, lady, you know, our animals, this is a wild animal. We don't milk our buffalo. So
yeah.
They gave me some of the fur instead. And I was holding it while I was talking to them. And in my hand, I started to feel this heat and this pulsation coming from the fur. And I decided to have it made into a remedy. And I was really looking to see what it would create and therefore what it would cure, you know, in terms of if I if I took it many times, which is what we do in homeopathy, we take a substance or a remedy over and over to see how it will throw us off balance, and then we know what it will cure in the same pattern. I did that, but I discovered that pretty amazingly that there, in this particular case, there were no symptoms I could create except open-heartedness and joy and happiness.
Wow.
And that was pretty amazing to me. So I experimented with other people, and everybody else felt that, and they felt it strongly. So eventually I turned it into a spray that people can use, put into their energy field and their auras. And that actually is a perfect thing for meditation, for prayers, for relaxation.
Or if someone's a child's having a hissy fit, it would probably work pretty well.
It works great. It really does.
Yeah.
I know somebody who sprayed the chairs in the boardroom of the big corporation she worked in, and everybody came in and they had a great meeting. But anyway, but so that showed me two sides of the coin. Not only can we treat like with like, in a sense, you know, of giving someone, as we said, a bit of the hair of the dog that bit them in a way. But also that if you take a harmonious frequency, even if it's potentized, as we say, through this process to make it into a remedy, that will be very soothing and helpful. So I saw something that I wasn't aware of before, that we could go either way with the homeopathic technology of making a remedy.
I know that the story of the white buffalo in the Native American community is a huge story, and it was actually on newspapers across the country when that white buffalo was born, and
right.
It was quite a sensation. I mean, there's a lot of juju around that. When I say that, I mean it's not just a belief system. You know, there's something going on there, and I'm fascinated with. That there is properties in different flowers that are more the joy and actually had Dr. Brent Davis on the show here about a month ago, and he has a book, The Floral Hand of God, and the Secret Healing Codes of Flowers Revealed. And he goes around the world, the Andes and high mountain areas, and finds these really extraordinary flowers that have the signature, you know, the signature in the flowers and in their nature with the spiritual properties. And he has love potions that I actually put it in my water before the show. You know, that's kind of, when I say love, it's got that frequency from these different flower essences. And he uses uncut flowers, and he has a unique process. But this is coming out, and I'm fascinated with it because the more I work, you know, in the field of quantum medicine and quantum science since the early 90s, the more I've, you know, this understanding of this fields within fields within fields and the resonance properties in the field of the body just go systemic, and they affect all vital life functions. And the subtle but powerful effects of homeopathics, I've known that for years. I had a friend that actually pioneered the development of homeopathic remedies using Kirlian photography.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually taught in Pakistan and India and in Europe, and in the United States it wasn't so popular because homeopathy wasn't as big as in India and in some places in Europe as it was here. But he had developed a system that was then utilized and for engineering homeopathics based on the auric field, you know, the Kirlian photograph field of the balance and the potency. And the potency is a kind of an interesting concept. The more you dilute and circus, which is activating or shaking the remedy, that concept of how it becomes actually more potent, and, of course, there's balance points. And what is it, 16x beyond 16x is there's not one Avogadro's number of the actual substance in it anymore. It's just the frequency, or is it?
Right. It's beyond a 12, what we call C, when it's diluted one part to 99 parts water, or 24X, which is one part to 10 parts to 9 parts water. There's nothing left of the original substance. When people go to the health food store and they buy a remedy in a 6X, it's almost like an herb. Whereas if they buy a remedy in a 30X or 30C, mm-hmm. they're just getting the pure energy of the substance.
Pure energy. And this is, to me, it's like the concept of the less of the physical. Of course, this is what drove the medical profession crazy at the beginning of the century. Mm-hmm. You know, there was all these pharmacies around the United States, and the homeopaths would go in and take just like 1 ounce of the substance and make a zillion remedies out of it.
Right.
So Rockefeller linked up with all these pharmacies across the country and says, look, I'll give you a fraction of the action, you know, if you take these drugs and push these drugs, you know, use these drugs to your pharmacies, you'll make a lot more money than these homeopaths from are taking over. and that's what he did. He created an alliance with pharmacies across the country, and it was all about the money and not about, you know, efficacy.
And that's just what's happening now. I mean, we see that the people who are in the drug companies then move over to positions in the FDA, and everything's about the money. But you see, with homeopathy, you know, you can't patent a medicine because anyone can make a remedy if they know how to do it.
Yeah.
And part of the impetus for writing the book that I wrote was that not only can people make a remedy, let's say from chamomile tea or whatever, but they can make a remedy from their own emotion, the way their emotions imprint water. So
that's really
huge. Yeah. I know. So I help people. What?
I'm sorry. I was going to say it's like owning your own emotions, or owning your own life, or owning your own health. It's like you can. That's why I really. Well, as soon as I saw what your book was about, I wanted you on the show, because this is when I say a grassroots or netroots movement. Mm-hmm. The whole thing with the computer internet revolution is people can discover on their own. You know, they can know better and do better in every aspect of their life, and healthcare is dramatically rebooting.
towards some people,
and I mean the potential
people.
Is there, and mm-hmm. and I, mm-hmm. I see it emerging that there's like a groundswell, and it creates, you know, people believe religiously in their doctors and their drugs, and they get a certain placebo effect out of that just because they believe it's going to help. And so when a lot of people, as they wake up to, you know, there's a better way to build health and prevent disease, you know, Herring's cure, that which prevents disease will cure it in therapeutic levels. Isn't that Herring's cure?
His laws of cure. He has laws of cure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That which prevents disease will cure it in therapeutic levels. And that understanding of a lot of people are all over the world, who are these support groups on the internet for different healthcare conditions, that it's starting to emerge that homeopathy really does work.
Now, but the trick with homeopathy, and I really mean this, is that with the original homeopathy, with classical homeopathy, you have to find the right remedy or it's not going to work.
Right.
And it's not that easy to find the right remedy, especially for chronic things. You can learn first aid pretty easily. You can even learn a little bit about how to treat ear infections for your kids and flus and things like that in Panos's book.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to really deep-seated, constitutional, we call it, something, the kinds of symptoms you live with all your life, emotional and physical, that's a whole other ballgame, and that becomes very complicated.
It's so, an art as well as a
it's,
as
yeah,
a
it's an art and a science both. So and it still has its place, even, you know, with what I've done, because there's a power in potency, as you said, and the more a substance or a remedy is shaken and diluted, the more powerful of an effect it has on the body, which just boggles people's minds. However, there are, you know, I've been watching, as we all have, these different catastrophes, tsunamis and earthquakes and everything around the world, and it really occurred to me that for the people who are affected by it, and who knows which city and which part of the planet will be affected next, these people don't have access all of a sudden to Western medicine, to even to herbs, to different things like that. But if they have access to water and they have a container, they can actually make remedies for themselves. And that's what I wrote about, you know, how we can do that.
Really important for, well, I've over the years have worked with a lot of, so to speak, survivalists. And, you know, their home health kits and home health care. And this is like, I don't know if you've gone after that market, but your book would be really hot with a lot of these preppers.
Yeah.
These preppers, you know, you definitely get this book. You can read it down under, you know, when things get serious. But, you know, I'm fascinated with that understanding that you just mentioned, that as you dilute it and potentize it, it becomes stronger. And that's a quantum principle, you know, that you're actually, you know, you're magnifying and multiplying and you're qualifying that energy in a way that, and you know, and this is an interesting thing to me too, you know, quite often when you got the right remedy, because it'll aggravate symptoms before things get better. And that's a classic.
Well, that does happen. It doesn't always happen, but it does happen.
Doesn't always happen.
And the reason why it happens, and the way I explain it to my clients, is that, for example, if you fell down and you scraped your knee, all of a sudden you would feel a pulsating and pain in the area that was injured. That's because all the healing energy is going there.
Yeah.
When you take a remedy, sometimes, now not always, but sometimes, a lot of energy will go to where the energy block is. Could be emotional, could be physical, and while it's trying to break through, you become much more aware of that particular symptom because all the energy is going there.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you know, just it's actually more often than not, people take a remedy and they suddenly feel a sense of well-being, and that's what happens with the heart fusion. When you make your own remedy from your emotion, you have to be deeply in your emotion to make the remedy. But when you make the remedy from your emotion and you give it back to yourself, I like to use a spray bottle for that, a spray that energetic field and everything, you instantly feel a shift into a sense of lightness and expansion. And Annette Dehay, who is the who works at HeartMath, and she's the research coordinator there for HeartMath, We did a little experiment, and she hooked herself up to their computer program called the M-Wave, and I led her into a state where she went what they call out of coherence, into the red. We made the remedy. We did this actually over Skype. She made the remedy. I guided her how to do it. She went back into that state, that red state, well, she never really left it, sprayed it on herself and watched it instantly turn into coherence.
So you create a cloud, like a, you know, it's like the cloud of energetic, your bioenergetic, and it infuses the aura.
Exactly. And then the physical body.
And then the physical body. Ooh, that's really amazing. you've got some other stories that are really, one of them about animal communication. That's one I wanted to share. I thought that'd be really interesting to listen to listeners, what you shared with me when we talked.
Okay, well, I had a cat whom I love dearly, and he took off one day and never came back. And we live around, you know, coyotes and all kinds of stuff here. I don't know what happened to him, but he never came home. And I was just so grief-stricken over that. And actually had an experience about a week later where I felt his presence with me. And I thought, well, after that experience, I thought, well, how can I recreate that so I can feel him at will, his energetic? And I got this idea for making a remedy from his fur. And I did that and sprayed myself, and it was amazing. It was so soothing and so profound. And I started thinking a little bit more about that and discovered in working with some other people, experimenting with them, one of them was a woman who had an 8-year-old daughter, we discovered that you could actually take that frequency of their animal and spray it onto a teddy bear. And the teddy bear would hold that frequency. And her daughter felt like she was sleeping at night with her dog.
In other words, she had lost her dog.
Yeah, she had lost her dog. And so that really blew me away, that a teddy bear could hold that kind of frequency and be that powerful. And then I started thinking, well, it's not just for people whose pet has died, but it could also be for people who have to travel and want to maintain a connection with their pets, for people who have to go to the hospital or into the military, or, you know, there are a lot of reasons why people can't always be with their animals.
And they get anxiety when their masters are gone.
Right, the animal does, and then the person misses them and all that. So we did some experiments with a woman who's an animal communicator in Sedona, Sharon Loy, with her classes and with people that she knew. And we found that it really activated the connection. People could tune in and even communicate much more easily with their animals once they had that frequency.
Well, that makes
sense.
Yeah.
I'm about to come out with a kit within the next 2 months, and it's going to have a DVD which explains all of it, and you can follow along and actually do this at home with your pet.
Oh, really cool. Is there a way I can go on your website and get on your email list so when this comes out?
Yeah, there is. You can sign up, and shortly I'll be sending something out to everybody who has signed up.
Okay.
The website, which is not quite active yet, but people can write it down and check it out within the next couple months, is called My Pet Connector.
MyPetConnector.com?
.com, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be able, I mean, they can send me some of the fur and I will make a remedy for them, but they will actually be able to learn how to do it themselves.
That is really cool. What about loved ones that have deceased? Have you had any stories
That's a little... ask me that.
Yeah.
It gets a little weird, yeah. But I do know somebody who...
I was going to say, pets is one thing, but...
Who did try that, and they were happy with the results, but it's not anything I'd promote, personally.
No. Yeah, and that gets into woo-woo territory.
Right.
But at the same time, the principles in the quantum field, the veil is thinning. I really believe that. It's thinning globally, mm-hmm. and I've had a lot of people on the show going into the whole conscious evolution revolution that's going on as a function of what actually did happen with galactic alignment, you know, the precession of the equinoxes and our solar system's alignment with the galactic plane of, 300 billion-plus sun systems and our galaxy orbits up and across it with this precession of the equinox, and we're just in alignment with it now. So the photon belt, that's why everything the last 100 years has been increasingly accelerated to the point of the Internet, and now there's no time or space with the instant everywhere interactive Internet. And the veil is, in a sense, when I say thinning, it's thinning to the point where effective sensory perception, not extra sensory perception, but just effective. You know, when you've got it, there's nothing extra about it.
Very good.
You know, it's just happening a lot more, and a lot of people having the extraordinary synchronicities and just all kinds of. When I say thinning of the veil, it's just like the sense of separation from others and knowing when people are going to call,
right,
what people are going to say, and all that kind of stuff. It's just happening a lot more. And it just this understanding of the quantum field and homeopathy, they just go hand in hand. I mean, you
exactly.
know, the principles.
Exactly.
And matter of fact, a lot of parts of your book are like, you know, the laws of cure mm-hmm. and other homeopathic principles. They're like a guidebook for quantum healing. You know, they're the first principles. They're some of the first principles there. And I mean, I really appreciate it, and I'm sure a lot of listeners will too. And in that regard, I wanted to mention that you're going to be having webinars. Or you can do webinars, and you might be people going to have personal sessions with you, but you're going to be doing more of the group sessions online with webinars, which is becoming more of a big thing with the Internet. And then there's like people all over the world can have
right.
group sessions.
Can access all of that. And of course, Skype is available to us now too. I treat a lot of people and work with a lot of people via Skype.
And you can help sort out. You can help sort out what's called constitutional remedies. You know, patterns.
Yes. Yes.
Patterns that people have had all their life, and that's really huge. That's like that can be a really life changing thing. And I mean, the body doesn't respond as fast when you're older, but it still responds. And when you're younger, it responds more. There's more vital force, and it tends to respond faster, especially with children. But at the same time, it works for anyone, you know,
and animals, and you know, I've treated cats and people's cats and dogs sometimes, you know, and they have an emotional issue or some other kind of thing. But basically, you know, the two things that I think are important for people to be aware of, and that I, you know, definitely am happy to offer is, as you say, the constitutional piece, and then also helping people find a core issue that they want to transform in this heart fusion way.
Yeah.
The book does tell you how to do it. It's a little bit like self-hypnosis or hypnosis in that, you know, sometimes you do better when you're guided by someone.
Yeah. It's sometimes difficult to look at yourself in a third-person way, you know, objective mm-hmm. observer of oneself, especially with stuff that's entangled in the matrix, so to speak, the energy matrix.
Yes, yes.
And we're all entanglement is an issue. I think
we're all dealing with the whole world entangled right now.
Right now. And I wish you had a 9/11 remedy, or you know, for systemic fear. I don't know how you'd deal with that.
Well, you know, people. That's the thing. Everybody's fear is a little different. When
that's
I first
right.
started this process, I thought, oh, we have to pin it down to one emotion, one word. And then I realized, no, people have fear that's tinged with grief. Somebody else has fear that's tinged with something else. You can't. Our language doesn't pinpoint things that
right.
specifically. So if someone is experiencing a lot of fear, or as a 12-year-old young girl was brought to me who was having anxiety attacks, and she said she didn't know why she was having them. Maybe she didn't tell us, maybe she didn't, I don't know. But it didn't even matter, because I helped her to imprint her anxiety into the water.
Oh.
We made a remedy from it. She used it like 3 times when she felt the anxiety coming on in the subsequent days, and it completely dissolved, and then she never had another anxiety attack again.
That's amazing. And I've heard many, many stories on the efficacy of homeopathics like that. And the more specific the patterning or the understanding of the pattern of the different tinge spheres or whatever, the more specific it is, the more powerful the remedy. In other words, you know, going from general to specific, the more a remedy is customized to an individual is very unique, and everyone's completely unique biochemically, bioenergetically, emotionally, spiritually, the belief systems, it's kind of a unique principle that the more specific, it's the same thing with the science of invocation. If you're invoking, you know, light, the more specific the calls for healing of someone, or you know, the more specific the intention to specific conditions, the more effective it is. And of course, it would make sense that would follow through in homeopathy. That not just the science of the spoken word, but the science of a pattern of energy and the energy matrix of the body and the emotions, the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And that's what I've always thought was really cool about homeopathy. It addresses all of that holistically.
Right. And with the heart fusion, you can actually imprint your own brand of fear into the water.
That's really interesting. And so then you basically inoculate yourself against it.
Exactly. You remind yourself, hey, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this fear? And the body and the whole vital force responds.
Because so, it's working at an unconscious level, but once you make that which was unconscious conscious and then replicate it with a similar that activates the body's response to that, the body will heal itself. It's so cool. No, I do appreciate it. I'm so grateful, John. I've been able to have you on the show. It's a timely subject. A lot of people are rediscovering homeopathy, and I hope some of the people got to watch that video or will watch the video that gives more of the background on what happened to homeopathy and why the economics and politics of biochemical drug-based medicine took over. So, yeah.
Well, people can find me, can go to my website. I have information on homeopathy and even some essences that I like, the white buffalo, that are available to them that they can ask me about or purchase, whatever. The name of the website is Health Rays. That's RAYS, like the sun's rays, healthrays.com. And I'm really happy to connect with any of your listeners who want to know more or would like to experiment with some of this. And of course, my book, you can order it online at my website, or you can also get it. Amazon has it. But if you get it from me, I'll autograph it.
Fantastic. I'm going to get one myself, the hardbound version. The online version is great, but I'm going to have that as a reference book beside me.
Okay, good.
Thanks,
Call
Donna.
Me if you have any questions.
Well, I'm so grateful, and thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for Don working in the studio, and I am so grateful we're able to all get together in Cosmic Love. So
thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for listening, everyone. Keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. We'll see you in a few weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.